Monday night, Chodesh Hol Mavis. Zara Chodesh Hashem, we're starting Perek Rishon. Asher Lehechreach Ha'oro al Avodos Hashem Bechel Keha. Why, Perek Rishon explains why do I, Chodesh Hol Mavis is saying, why is it necessary for me to write a Sefer to wake people up, to inspire people, to bestir people? That's the word Ha'oro that he uses. Means to, it could either mean to wake people up, to inspire people, to bestir people, to get people going about Avodas Hashem. Why is it necessary for me to nudge people about their chiyuv of Avodas Hashem? So that's in Perek Rishon. It's a very short perek, but it's very, very, a lot of yesodos in it. Who, the reason that it's necessary for me to push people into realizing their chiyuv, Kiven Shavodos Hashem Yisborach Yisroma Yishader Chova Alod the Miderech Haseichel Vatfuna. He said, you know, if all Hashem wanted from us is to be nice little robots listening, you know, he programs us and we listen and we're very nice boys and girls, and it wouldn't be such a big deal, you know, you listen. But since, he says, since, and this is the Chodesh Hol Mavis talked about this at length in his Hakdama and in many, many, many places throughout the Sefer. This is a fundamental theme of the Chodesh Hol Mavis. Since Avodas Hashem, the obligation of Avodas Hashem is an obligation to do it fully. And the ideal way to do it, the full way to do it, the mushlam way to do it, is to do it through understanding, through an intellectual understanding of who Hashem is and who we are and what we are and our relationship with Him, and this, to know Hashem, and therefore Avodas Hashem follows from that in an intellectual and then an emotional way.
What's
Tevuna
adding?
Tevuna.
Is that adding over Seichel?
I can't learn it with such deal in this format. V'hine ben eso fo'asati. Tvuna means to figure out things. Seichel is to understand, and Tvuna is to figure out more things, like Bina. He says, you know, so what did I say till now? I said that Avodas Hashem should be natural to a person as an expression of gratitude. The problem is that between when Hashem starts bestowing Tova and Chesed on a person, which is from the moment of conception, right? Because the whole time the child is a fetus, we learned in Shar HaBachina, there's amazing nisim going on. Hashem is providing for the growth and the sustenance of the fetus, and then the child's born, and then between then, Vada Sher Yaskil V'Yavchin, until he intellectually figures out Mahi Chavoso Aleihem Min HaAvoda, from when he starts getting Tova until he chaps that he's getting a Tova, because he feels entitled, right? Because if he had the Tova from when he's existed, so then certainly a child doesn't understand that Hashem's giving him something, right? So he just accepts it and then he feels entitled to it. So until a person's seichel matures and he's made to, and he comes to a Chodesh Hol Mavis shir, and he hears that Hashem is providing him with so much, and maybe that means something in terms of his response, so yesh zman mamushach, that's an awful long time, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, who knows how long it is. So what's going to be? If all we would do, if everyone would be like Avram Avinu, Hashem would say to everyone, okay, I want you to figure this out on your own. It's within your capability. It's rational. It's intellectual. It's normal. Just figure it out and serve me. He's talking even without the Torah. Without the Torah. A person, he's talking without the Torah. We'll see in a moment. He says the Torah is Hashem's response to this state of affairs. But really, a person should serve Hashem through being aware of Him, thanking Him, being mahalel Him, these are fearing Him, loving Him. These are all, the whole Torah is supposed to result only in that. I say only, in ironically, But the whole Torah is supposed to result in a person having cognizance of Hashem, deeper and deeper and deeper and broader and broader and broader and more and more and more appreciative, and being Mahalel, Lahodus, Lahalel, Shabech, Lefoyel, Romein, Lahadeh, Lavorech, Leali, Elokales. So till a person reaches that ability from when he's born, it's an awful long time, and we all know, and who says he'll ever get there, right? Lefikach, so we have to kick people in the pants before they're intellectually mature and wake them up and bestir them and inspire them. Yesh lehechrech, so I have no choice. I have to teach them. Yesh hechrech lehoyer lo'odom, I have to teach people al chovos hamasim, what, how they're obligated to serve Hashem, and in what way, and what they're supposed to do, and where it's supposed to come from. The Hadeah should tzorech likbo'a b'libo, and what they're supposed to be aware of and contemplate. Asher b'hem titochein lo ha'avodah l'shem yusaleh, b'lo yishar b'lidos. He won't remain without any religion, we would translate it, but that's like a very poor translation. He won't remain without a relationship with Hashem, adashay yishlam sichlo, right? If we wait for everybody to be Avram Avinu and to contemplate Hashem's existence and to become aware of it and to realize they have to serve Him and to hammer out a way of serving Him, which is to appreciate Him, to be mahalel Him, to be aware of His existence, to appreciate Him, to understand Him, to realize facets of His tova. This is all the avodas Hashem, ultimately that Hashem wants from us. So, you know, it's pretty sad. So we have to tell people before they mature and can figure it out on their own. So we have to teach them to be Obed Hashem. And why do you have to be Obed Hashem? And in which way to be Obed Hashem? The Hahara Hishne Sugin. Now, and Hashem does this also, he's going to say in a second. Right? He doesn't let people be like Avraham Avinu. He teaches us how to serve Him. Now, the teaching how to serve Hashem ends up taking two forms, and this forms the crux and the fundamental yesod of Shara Avodas Elokim, what he's about to say, that there are two forms of serving Hashem, two contexts, two perspectives. Ha'achas ne'utza b'seichel, one which he ends up saying in the Shara he'll develop is the preferred way, the ideal way, is intellectual and rational, utkua b'havchana sa'adam, and it's embedded in the person's ability to think and to be rational and to realize. Shehi ba'ofio, it's embedded in his makeup. Mitchilas b'riyoso v'tivo. Those of you who are learning Tanya also know that there's also the impetus of the nefesh Eloki that wants to bond with Hashem. So that's a natural, besides he's saying it's intellectually, a person will reach that maskana with his seichel, ultimately. It's embedded in a person, he just has to like dig it out and learn it. After he's taught it, he'll realize it and learn it. Okay, that's number one. That's the way to realize how you have to be grateful to Hashem, to realize that you have to serve Hashem, and what serving Hashem means. You reach that with your seichel. Pasuk Hasheni, the second way, is nirkash b'derech Hashema, is indeed, is being obedient. That's the Torah. The Torah teaches how do you serve Hashem. The Torah tells, do this, don't do this. On Shabbos, do this, don't do this. On Yom Tov, do this, don't do this. Walk around with tefillin, make yourself a pair of tefillin and walk around with it, walk around with a mezuzah. There's certain like acts that the Torah says that we're obedient and we do. The Torah Hashemis, these are that's the obedience. So the first way is what he's going to call throughout the Shar, He'ora Sichlis, rational thought, rational realization, rational. That on our own we would serve Hashem, not just that we realize we have to serve Him, but how to serve Him, right? Let's say Shabbos. So Ha'ara Toranis is don't do any of the 39 Malachis and make Kiddush, right? And make Kiddush and Beyom Hashvi Tishbol, Sheish Yishom and Pasam Masecha, Beyom Hashvi Tishbol. That's Ha'ora Toronis. Ha'ora Sichlis is to realize that Hashem made the world, that Hashem is the master of the world, that Hashem is responsible for everything you see in the world, that He's the prime creator, that He made the world out of nothing. That's, that realization would be called Ha'ora Sichlis of Shabbos. The Ha'ora Toronis of Shabbos is every 7 days, I want you to stop, and you're going to bench lift, and you're going to go to shul, and you're going to sing with Hadodi, and you're going to not do malacha, and you're not going to put on tefillin, and you're going to eat a suda, and you're going to sing zmiris, and you're going to be obedient. You're going to listen to these rules. So that's the two. So that's the two ways that we are taught on our own. You know, if a person would be left on his own, and he would be like Avraham Avinu, so you know what would happen? He would figure out everything ultimately at some point in time when his seichel matures. Hopefully, you know, he would figure everything out. He might even reach such a madrega that he'll end up doing the mitzvahs. Right? That's what Avraham Avinu ended up doing the mitzvahs. Because l'maisa, we also believe that the mitzvahs are the best expression of Ha'ora Sichlis. Not only are the mitzvahs what the Chavis HaLovis called Ha'ora Toranis, but they also, since Hashem made the mitzvahs, so He didn't just pick like obedience school, like a dog, you know, we teach the dog to jump through a hoop. That's not the point. So He picked the perfect way to express, for our neshamas to express themselves. So perfection would be like Avraham Avinu, to realize things on our own and ultimately to end up doing all the mitzvahs. But he says that's not going to happen. There's too much of a gap when a person feels entitled and before the person's seichel is mature. So who knows when it'll happen, and he'll end up spending 2, 3, 4, 5 decades of his life like a goy, to which we would all add, and who knows what will happen after that, because, you know, then it's too late. You know, who says he'll be mature? Maybe he'll live the rest of his life like he lived the first 4 or 5 decades. So, therefore, we have to teach people about Avodas Hashem. There's two ways to teach it. There's Ha'ora Sichlis, to tell people, look, you have to be grateful to Hashem, and you have to be aware of Hashem, and you have to thank Hashem, and you have to praise Hashem, you have to be aware of His existence. That's how you serve Him. That's the service He wants, to become aware of Him and then to love Him and to fear Him, and right? And then there's Ha'ora Toronis, to teach people to follow the rules that Hashem set up. Hanitnis al yedei hashliach libnei adam, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, kedei lahanchosom el derech ha'avoda hamutelos aleihem, because this is what Hashem wants. And He will now, and in the shiur, He will explain why Hashem made rules, made obedience rules. Why didn't He just, you know, leave it? Why didn't He just teach us Ha'ora Sichlis? On our own, again, the Perek says like this, on your own, you would certainly reach, hopefully, when your mind matures, you will realize everything that has to be realized. To which I'm adding, you might even end up doing the mitzvahs. Like Avraham Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. He realized that the perfect expression of all of these emotions, of all of these feelings, happened to be keeping Shabbos, and even eating matzah on Pesach, and even not wearing kelayim, and all the mitzvahs. He wore tzitzis, he wore tefillin, even Erev Tafshilin, whatever the girsa there in Rashi is. That's pretty far-fetched for anybody to do. And anyway, the Chavis Halvada says, you don't want to spend decades of your life like a goy till you wake up. And kuli haivu'ula. Therefore, you have to be taught. That's why he wrote the Sefer. And there's two teachings. There's Ha'ora Sichlis teaching and Ha'ora Toronis teaching. That's the first part. Okay.